Gerard, what a game, and what a way to win it in All-Ireland. It's probably one of the best games we've seen in a long, long time. Two teams full of pure footballers and pure heart, just giving it everything.
It's just unbelievable, France. I just don't know how we've won that. I feel for Kerry, I feel for Wayne, a good friend of mine, through this. I've been in his position 4 years ago, lost and learned final by a point, and you wonder will you get back, and I know Wayne will. I just have every faith Wayne will get back and win his All-Ireland, there's no doubt about it.
Well, that's the thing. You came in your first year, you got to an All-Ireland final 4 years ago, and it was an agonising 1-point defeat. Here it was an agonising for Kerry, an ecstatic 1-point win for Tyrone.
Yeah, and that's, a great man told me one time, there's no purgatory in football, there's either heaven or hell, and we were in hell 4 years ago, we're in heaven now, Francis, and this is just, this is going to live, that when that final whistle went, that moment's going to live with me for the rest of my life.
And the manner that it was won, you know, made it all the sweeter, I suppose, because there was pure heart and pure courage and just a refusal to give in among these lads.
Like, you can feel the wind here. We were four down against a really good team with 12 minutes to go, playing into that, and our boys just said, we're not getting beaten. I thought Francie again, wides and misses were going to come back to haunt us again. Thankfully it didn't. We got the winning score in, isn't it just poetic justice that the man that came in for Joel, and poor Joel's been under, you know, talking all week about what's he going to be, is he going to be there, you know what I mean. Joel has his career to go with West Ham, actually no issues, Joel was away, but the man that came in for him wins All-Ireland. It's just unbelievable,
and that's the fairy tale element to it, that you know, it nearly written in the stars that the guy that came in to replace Joel would score the winner.
It's just incredible, and like, he'd scored 3 points in the game. I'm just delighted for those lads because they have worked so hard. And Francie, I've said this already, the only sad thing about today is that that's us done. The season's over, but we've ended it the best way possible, because I had, and our whole management team had a privilege working with those boys for 9 months.
Late in the first half, you had a couple of points of a lead. You're playing with the wind, but Kerry had that wee purple patch, that scored a goal and a couple of points. Went in 2 points up at half time.
Yeah, look, the game was still well within our grasp. We said that to the boys. We had to just go out and play better and play quicker and faster. And we came out and got level and egg in front of Gain, then stretched it out to four. And you're thinking, geez, this is going to happen. But I thought our subs were magnificent when they came in, every one of them. And I think a bit of heart and desire came in there, and luck, no doubt, a bit of luck as well. Like, that game, you know, they might say they had a penalty, they'll watch that. I don't know, just we got the luck today, and I was delighted to hear that final whistle.
And we've seen it throughout the season, you know, at times when things appear to be starting to go against them, these boys have the instinct to kick on and step it up a little bit.
Yeah, and they had to do that because we were pushed to the pin of our collar today by a brilliant team. We knew we were going to be, and it's hard to put into words at the minute, Francie, to be honest.
And what a time it is for Tyrone football. An under 20 title, a minor title now, a Tyrone senior team, and an All-Ireland semi-final. The good times are back.
Please God, and Francie, I think a lot of these boys will continue to go, and they'll be Tyrone 20s, and they'll be Tyrone seniors. The good times are back, and we're all going to enjoy watching it. Please God, it keeps going.